Blog Talk Radio.
Remember me, O Lord, with favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in gladness of thy nation, that I glory with thy inheritance. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. When we are delivered or receive the burden in our hearts to serve the Lord, we often want to move out from where we are in order to touch others we do not know for Jesus Christ. Yet, what about the testimony of our families, friends, neighbors, co-workers, fellow students who need to hear regarding what God has done in our lives? Who will minister to them and teach them in the ways of God? Mark 5, verses 18 through 20. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in the Decapolis all great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Most are looking for bigger harvest, yet we must learn to stay constant right where we are before God will move us into bigger venues. Many are not constant in their service to the Lord right where they are. God planted you right where you are to reach people where you are. The people around you are important to God, and He planted you in their lives as an extension of His love to them, with the extension or intention of extending them salvation and then development in the Word of God through teaching. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom of God. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ His footstool. Let us start with our families, neighbors, friends, and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit and by your grace. I join with the heavenly host, making a joyful noise to you and serving you with gladness. I come before you in your presence with singing. Lord, I know that you who made us, not we ourselves, we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Father, tonight I enter your gates with thanksgiving and present an offering of thanks. I enter into your courts with praise. I am thankful and delight to say, I bless and affectionately praise your name, for you are good and your mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. Your faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. It is good and delightful thing to give thanks to you, O Most High. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, perfect the fruit of my lips. Help me to draw thanksgiving forth from my innermost resources. Reach down into the most secret places of my heart, that I may offer significant thanksgiving to you, Father. Thank you for your grace, which is teaching me to trust myself and others. Thank you for life, life in all its abundance. I thank you for the opportunity to host this show and to minister to your people. I pray, O Lord, that as we continue on this spiritual journey, ears will be opened to the teaching and souls will be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from 1 John chapter 4, the King James Version. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he is in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. Amen. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I would like to remind you that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could write to us at hodminister@gmail.com or House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. As we continue on this spiritual journey, Tonight's lesson will be the continuation of understanding curses. The Lord thus said, "Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his harm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." People are cursed for doing the Lord's work deceitfully and for not executing God's judgment. Sometimes we think that people who do the Lord's work in the wrong way, like lying and stealing, are getting away with it. Don't believe that for a moment. For the Lord sees everything, and the enemy watches us to see when we step out of the legal way of the Lord, and when we do, they oppress us. Some people don't do or say what God tells them to do and say for fear of the people, thus not executing God's judgment, bringing a curse upon themselves. Jeremiah 48 verse 10 says, "Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood." People are cursed for deceiving and giving God their least and corrupt things and holding back the best for themselves. Malachi 1, verse 13 through 14 says, "He said also, Behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And he brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus he brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." How often do we donate to God what we don't want or what's left over, keeping the best for ourselves? This is why we are tithes, are to be the first part of what we get, for it is often our best or what we would desire for ourselves. People are cursed for not tithing. Some people feel that tithing is an option and not a command. Because they pay their tithes when they feel they have the money, they in essence curse themselves to not have the money to ever tithe, because of lack and insufficiency that comes with this curse. Malachi 3 verses 3 verses 8 through 12 says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and ye shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. By now means is this an exhaustive list of reason for curses, but it can give an insight in why they come upon people. The basic reason is disobedience of God's word. A curse is a very serious thing, and there are many people who are under a curse for various reasons. In this lesson, it is my objective to help you identify the results of a curse. Again, the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines a curse as an appeal to a supernatural power for evil or injury to befall someone or something. It is evil or injury that is invoked, someone or something accursed, that which brings or causes evil. A scourge, any profane oath, to invoke evil, calamity, or injury upon a person, to damn, to bring evil upon or afflict. In layman's terms, a curse is evil or injury that is invoked and befalls someone, some place, or something by a supernatural force. Joshua 6, verses 17 through 18 says, "And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take off the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it." As we see in the above text of Scripture, an entire city like that of Jericho can be cursed. Not only can a city be cursed, but also everything that is in it can be cursed as well. Herein is a great issue with many people. They feel that they can touch things that are cursed or accursed and be immune from the consequences of the curse affecting them. Most people, including Christians, don't realize that when they possess the enemy's things, and when they bring the enemy's things into their lives, they most often suffer loss. Joshua 7, verse 1 through 12, gives us an example of how things that are cursed and in our possession can cause us to not be strong in the Lord and bring unnecessary loss into our lives. It reads, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in their cursed things for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took off their cursed things, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua, and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shibarim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwell on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear it, and shall environ us around, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Israel could not win an easy battle due to having an accursed thing amongst them. This is why many Christians cannot put demons on the run, because they have accursed things in their lives. They watch accursed things on their televisions. They listen to accursed music. We will never overcome the enemy having his things in our lives. Yes, we may be covenant people and fall under a curse, just as Israel was. Possession of cursed things gives the enemy legal rights to bring the results of that curse upon your life. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. As we continue proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, tonight's lesson will be understanding curse, and we will speak about the results of a curse. There are certain signs or results in the life of a person or group that they can use to see if they are in fact under a curse. Deuteronomy 28, verses 13 through 48 and 58 through 68 tells us of some of the results that Israel had, which can also be applied to us today in many instances. It reads, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and thy heavens that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them and shalt be removed. And any carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with emerods, and with the scab. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, and blindness, and astonishment, all of arts, and thou shalt group at noonday, as the blind groupeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled. Or evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy laborers shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and other, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. As we conclude this segment of the lesson, Understanding Curses, if you desire to know more about curses, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmond, New York, and we will be very happy to provide you with the necessary information that you will need. Also, if you have questions, you could write to us and we will gladly answer them. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to salvation or recommit your lives to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin. We must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserved to be Lord of our lives. We must receive him. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Christ to save you from the penalty of sin and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. I encourage you tonight to take this step and to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would ask you to join me in prayer tonight. But let the words be your own. Don't just repeat words as if they were spiritual chants, and speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Wherever you are, I ask you to join me in prayer. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as the penalty of my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmond, New York, 11003. We also want to thank each and every person who tuned into our show tonight. And we pray that you'll continue to listen to us every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. grace be with you all. Then the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. And good night.